Most of the kids are going to tell you they start using it 8 to 10, 8, 9, 10 years old. Not heroin, but maybe they snuck some alcohol at home. Maybe they smoked a cigarette. You know, they start out very innocently. They see an adult doing it, so they think it's okay to do it. And then it just progresses.
Jody Altman is the campus director at Renaissance Addiction Services, located on the Kids Escaping Drugs campus in West Seneca. Altman says the opiate epidemic is more frightening than anything she's seen before.
When I started, kids were drinking, they were smoking marijuana, there was a little bit of cocaine. But if you ever talk to them about needles or heroin, they think you were out of your mind. That's a junkie in a corner, living on a street. Now, a very healthy percentage of our kids are using heroin. I have never been this scared.
Kids Escaping Drugs Executive Director Robin Clowden works with Altman on campus. She notes the signs of addiction can be obvious.
Sleep habits, friends, hygiene, schoolwork, any of those things, if you see any kind of like big differences with them, those are big indicators right there. If your kids are staying up half the night, you know, want to sleep during the day, they're not, you know, showering or taking care of themselves the way that they did before. Friends, of course, are a big part of it. You know, different circle of friends, you know, and we like to tell parents, follow your instincts. If it doesn't feel right to you, it's probably not.
Kids 12 to 20 years old come to the program from across upstate New York. Boys and girls from cities, suburbs, and rural areas. Clowden and Altman describe these young addicts as smart, but in need of structure and rules. They say they also need to learn how to have fun again without drugs or alcohol. The two say kids are often mandated to their program by the courts, but some do come of their own will. Clowden and Altman agree any teen addicted to opiates needs inpatient treatment.
There's lots of outpatients these kids can go to. The problem is they go once a week and it's not working with the opiate addiction. It won't work. You know, they go once a week for an hour, and then they go back home and go in the environment.
That's the key right there, getting the kids out of their current environment, to hopefully change their thought process.
When you talk about environment, do you talk about family life? Do you talk about friends, school, the whole thing?
We are talking about the whole thing.
Renaissance Addiction Services provides inpatient counseling, education, and guidance to young addicts living on the Kids Escaping Drugs campus.
Putting down the alcohol and the drugs on this campus is the easiest thing to do. The hard part is the building of your life without the alcohol and the drugs. Mm-hmm. You know, learning refusal skills, learning how to pick the right friends, learning how to be okay with yourself without chemicals.
Altman adds families are also provided support.
These families get sick right alongside their kids. They may not be the identified person, but they get sick. And they need to learn how to get better with their kids so that we treat the whole family. We do family individual sessions. We do family education sessions so that everybody kind of gets on the same page.
An average stay is generally 5 to 6 months, but Altman says kids progress through the program at their own pace.
Some of the kids will tell you, it takes a good 3 months for the light bulb to go on. It takes time for the chemicals, not that long, but for chemicals to get out of their system. For us to figure out what it is we're dealing with and for them to figure out how to deal with life without it.
The two women say they have concerns about the future of addiction treatment, but add that they'll never give up on a kid who needs help and they'll never turn anyone away for financial reasons.
We have a sliding scale that we refer to, and there are some patients that are here for as little as $11 a day. So we do have options, and we try to make it as affordable as possible to families so that their kids can get the treatment that they need.
Not everybody gets recovery the first time, whether they be kids or adults. Some people it takes 2 and 3 times, and there's no shame in that.
And do you see them come back a second or third time even?
We've had that. Sometimes they need a tune-up. Sometimes they weren't real serious the first time, so they only stayed a month. You know, everybody's circumstances are different, but we'll never shut our doors.
For WBFO, I'm Cheryl Hagan.